la diferencia.
You're listening to the right radio.
You're listening to Vaughn Radio.
English, English with Richard Brown.
And welcome to the Wednesday edition of English, English with me, Richard Brown. This is the show where we tear words apart. And today we're going to look at rather an unstable little fella. We're going to look at unstable in many ways because it kind of means like that. And it's kind of irregular when it functions as a verb. Because today, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're going to look at the word shake. Let's go. We're going to look at the word shake as a noun. A shake is something we can drink. A milkshake, for example. Batido. Well, if unless you don't like milk, we all enjoy milkshakes from time to time. A milkshake, then, batido. You can get shakes or milkshakes in all sorts of different flavours. Sabores, yeah? Flavours. Flay, not fla, flavours. What's your favourite flavour? My favourite flavour. Yeah, you've got fay and flay, yeah? What's your favourite flavour? My favourite flavour milkshake is, I think, strawberry. With, of course, fresh strawberries. I like chocolate milkshake too. I like banana milkshake too. Do you like banana milkshake, Nacho? Yeah. Which do you prefer, chocolate milkshake, banana milkshake, or strawberry milkshake? Banana. Right. So it's interesting, those three words, they're words we all know, yeah? Strawberry, chocolate and banana. Naturally, like banana, I prefer strawberry. Other people prefer chocolate. But they're all slightly problematic words to pronounce, right? Strawberry. I hear strawberry a lot. It's strawberry. Strawberry. Brie. Brie. Yeah? Brie. Strawberry. Enfatizando la primera sílaba. Strawberry milkshake. I like strawberry milkshake. Mickey. I can see Mickey there. Mickey loves strawberry milkshake, don't you, Mickey? Yeah, he does. Right. Nacho prefers banana. Banana. Ay, qué sílaba enfatizamos? Pues la segunda. Banana. Yeah? Banana milkshake. But, of course, it has that nice B at the beginning. The big explosive B. Banana. I like banana milkshake. And, of course, no decimos chocolate, sino chocolate. Chocolate. Emphasizing the first syllable and completely ignoring the second. We don't say choco. It's choc. Chocolate. 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 Right? I love chocolate milkshake. I love banana milkshake. Nacho adores banana milkshake, but I personally prefer strawberry milkshake. Now, if you're into going to the gym, which I have to admit I'm not, I hate gyms, can't stand them. I've been once with a mate of mine. He was a really big guy, and he used to do weights. Yeah, besas. He used to do weights. And he said, come along to the gym, Richard, and yeah, you'll have a laugh. And I said, all right, then. I don't like gyms anyway, because the idea of being enclosed, shut in a room full of sweaty people is not my idea of fun. But anyway, I went with my friend. I went to the gym and I did some weights. He was doing like, I don't know, 30 kilos, 50, I don't know, 50 kilos. And he said, well, you do half of what I'm doing. So I did half of whatever he was doing. So if he was lifting 50 kilos, I was lifting 25. I can't remember. Anyway, within about 5 minutes, I had collapsed on the floor and felt physically sick. So that was the end of my gym days. Gave it all up after that. Anyway, people who go to the gym, people who like working out, people who like bodybuilding, people who like doing weights, sometimes drink shakes. They drink a special type of shake. They drink protein shakes, which kind of helps them develop these rather artificial looking muscles. Yeah. They take all these big, have you seen these big round cylinder type tins of protein shake? They come in powder form, don't they? And you add milk or water, whatever you add, and drink them. I'm sure they're probably not very good for you. But anyway, people like that sort of thing. People who like to work out in gyms. Okie dokie. So that's milkshake, batido. There are other types of shake as well. Because as a verb, one of the meanings of the verb to shake is agitar. So of course, when you meet someone, what do? Well, you clasp their hand. You grab their hand, you hold their hand, and you shake it up and down. So, of course, un apretón de manos se dice a handshake. And we all have, well, we all know people who have very, 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 like, overpowering handshakes. Like, what's his name? I can't even remember his name. Donald Trump. There we go. he has an overpowering handshake, and other people have a wet fish handshake, and so they kind of like, they hardly acknowledge your hand when you're shaking their hand. But anyway, para gustos, ¿cómo se dice eso? Para gustos hay de, ¿qué se dice, Nacho? Para gustos, todo hay. Eso! For tastes, the colours. No, we don't say it like that. Anyway, it takes all sorts. Para gustos los colores. Nice, thank you. A handshake. Un apretón de manos. It's always good to have a nice, firm handshake without being too overpowering. It's kind of a, you're sending signals, aren't you? You're sending signals when you shake someone's hand. Your handshake sends signals to the other person. The idea, of course, is to send signals of sincerity, of integrity, of trustworthiness. But that's not always the case, is it? Anyway, that's a handshake. Then, in the plural, as a noun, we can talk about the shakes. Now, as a verb, I've mentioned that to shake can mean agitar. When it's used intransitively, cuando lo usamos de manera intransitiva, es decir, que es sin objeto directo, to shake means temblar or tiritar. So, the shakes are temblores. Temblores, tembleque, ¿no? Something like that. You can get the shakes. Yeah, you can have the shakes. People who have, y aquí vamos a introducir un adjetivo relacionado también. People who have shaky hands have the shakes. Now I have shaky hands. I've always had shaky hands. So I have kind of the shakes. My hand, I can't hold my hand completely still. My hand's always moving slightly. It's always kind of shaking a little bit. My left hand and yeah, and my right hand too. So I have the shakes. I've always had the shakes. And I get that from both sides of my family. My mother has the shakes and my father has the shakes. So, my brother has the shakes too. We've all got shaky hands. There you go. Shaky means tembloroso or con tembleque. So you get the shakes, you have the shakes. And of course, this can become very serious. Then you suffer from the shakes. In my case, right now, I just can't hold a piece of paper very still, that's all, but it's nothing serious. But it can, of course, develop into something very serious with other complications too. Now, we also have a compound noun, together with a particle, a shake-up. A shake-up means basically some sort of reorganization. Yeah, there can be a shake-up at work, which means they're going to change some job descriptions. They're going to change perhaps the hierarchy. They're going to change the organigram. Yeah, some people are going to move up. Other people are going to absorb other departments. There's going to be a shake-up. Things are going to be reorganized at work. And it's not just within a professional context that we talk about shake-up. In politics as well, we can talk about a governmental shake-up. There's going to be a shake-up in the government. Now, we actually have a specific term for this in English when we're talking about changes made to the cabinet, we say, el gabinete, right? Changing one minister for another person. We call it a cabinet reshuffle, right? A cabinet reshuffle. That's what presidents or prime ministers decide to do at certain points during their term in office. They might carry out a cabinet reshuffle. To shuffle, remember, means what you do before you play cards. You shuffle the cards. Barajar. Yeah, to reshuffle means to do it again. Barajar de nuevo. To reshuffle. So, a shake-up is basically that. It's an organizational change. Una reforma, un cambio radical. Something like that. Okay. Another associated noun with the word shake, bearing in mind that shake as a verb can mean agitar, is a shaker. Or to be more specific, a salt shaker. A salt shaker is un salero. Yeah? Can you pass the salt shaker? Can you pass the pepper and salt? Can you pass the salt shaker? Can you pass the pepper shaker? Or you also get sugar shakers as well. Yeah? So you can just sprinkle a bit of salt, sprinkle a bit of pepper, sprinkle, sería esparcir, sprinkle a bit of sugar over whatever you want to sprinkle it over. That's a shaker. Okay, we've mentioned one adjective, the adjective shaky. Tembloroso con tembleque. When talking about your hands, like I gave you the example of my hands are a bit shaky. You can also have a shaky voice. When someone's just received a big shock, or if someone is very upset, they have a shaky voice, right? You know, children, when they cry, yeah, they can't get the words out. Their voice is shaky. Yeah? Tables can be shaky too. Una mesa coja. We have another beautiful adjective for that as well, which is a wobbly table. You might have to call the waiter because the table's a bit wobbly. The table is a bit shaky. Yeah? It's a shaky table or a shaky chair, even. Shaky can therefore mean inestable. So therefore, we can use it also when we're talking about the economy. The economy is a bit shaky right now. We're going through a shaky patch, a shaky period in terms of how the economy is performing. The economy is a bit shaky. The next adjective is also the past participle of the verb to shake. Shaken. Shaken means, well, it means a number of things. It's very often used to mean that you've received some shocking news and you're a bit shaken. Estás un poco conmovido o perturbado. Yeah, he was a bit shaken when he received the news. But we can also use shaken to mean agitado. And therefore, it's perfect for using when talking about cocktails. Not that I drink cocktails very often, because I don't. I don't like cocktails. It's not my cup of tea. But we always associate the adjective shaken with one fictional character. A character who has subsequently, of course, become a film legend, and that is James Bond. Because James Bond, you know, he always asks for a martini, doesn't he? And he always says the same thing, shaken but not stirred. So, agitado pero no removido. Yes, to stir is remover. Don't forget, we don't say to remove when we're talking about moving a spoon around in a glass of martini, for example. That's to stir. We stir our tea. We stir our coffee. We stir a martini. Well, in James Bond's case, he doesn't. He doesn't like to stir his martini. He likes his martini shaken, but not stirred. Right? Shaken, but not stirred. It was Sean Connery, of course, who I think first came out with that line when he was interpreting the part of James Bond. Okie dokie, let's move on to how we use this wonderful word as a verb. We'll just focus on how we conjugate the verb, first of all, because it is irregular. I shake my head every day. Yesterday, I shook my head. And recently, I've shaken my head a lot. Yeah, I have. So it's shake, shook, shaken. That's how we conjugate the verb to shake, right? So I mentioned to shake your head. That's what we do when we don't agree with something. It's a way of communicating a no using body language. Yeah, you nod. That's a word we've looked at before. In fact, nod is in my book Word Maps. Yeah, there's a whole word map on the word nod, double page spread on the word nod with 25 minutes of audio. If you're interested in word maps, by the way, you can check it out on the Vaughan Tienda website. So that would be vaughantienda.com, and check out word maps. You can get loads and loads of, I think there are 50 word maps on some of the most delicious words in the English language, one of which, una de las cuales es, one of which is the word nod, which means asentir con la cabeza. Now, when you shake your head, you're not agreeing, you are disagreeing, you are expressing negation. Yeah? No is what you're saying when you shake your head from side to side. But let's look at the verb to shake, first of all, intransitively, when it means temblar o tiritar. When it's really cold, you're shaking. Hey, Richard, you're shaking. I know, I'm really cold. I know I'm shaking. It's freezing. I feel really cold, so I'm shaking. Yeah, my whole body is shaking. My hands are shaking, my body's shaking, and my teeth are, what do we say? You know when your teeth go, well, we say, your teeth chatter. My teeth are chattering. Yeah? I don't know how you say this in Spanish, so I'm going to learn by asking Nacho. Nacho, you know when you're really, really, really cold, yeah, you shake and your teeth go... ¿Cómo se dice eso en español? Your teeth...
Es difícil, castañetear los dientes.
¡Ostras! Oysters. Wow. Say that again.
Castañetear.
Wow, that's beautiful. I like that. Castañetear. Wow, como las castañas, ¿no? Okay, castañetear. Right, I'm gonna write that down and learn it. In English, we say to chatter, your teeth are chattering. Yeah, to chatter means to talk, just like to chat does. Now, really, to chat comes from to chatter. So when your teeth chatter, they are castañeteando. Right? Hooray! Thumbs up from Nacho. Good. Love it. I love it. Me encanta. Bien. So your teeth chatter. And of course, you are shaking. You're shaking from head to toe. Your whole body is shaking. Yeah? He shook from head to toe. Ahí lo tenemos en el pasado. She shook from head to toe. They shook from head to toe. They were shaking from head to toe. Okay. As a transitive verb, when it has an object, you can shake your head. We've seen that. You can also shake your fist. You know, that's that typical gesture, isn't it, that people make when they're angry. It's like, wah, te vas a enterar. Yeah, and then you shake your fist at someone. Don't forget, at is often the preposition par excellence when it comes to... being a bit nasty, being a bit aggressive. You shake your fist at someone. You laugh at someone. It's not the same as laughing with them. You laugh at them. You throw something at someone. ¿Qué quieres hacer? Pues hacerle daño. No es lo mismo que to throw something to someone. Que simplemente lanzar al aire algo para que la otra persona la tenga, la coja, ¿ya? In this case, you throw something at someone, you're trying to hurt them. You laugh at someone, you're trying to hurt them emotionally. If you shake your fist at someone, you are engaging in threatening behavior. Threatening aquí, amenazador. Yeah, comportamiento amenazador. Okay, you can shake somebody into doing something, which means to provoke them into doing something. Yeah, I'm sure this will shake people into action. It will shake people into reacting. Con verbo, pues el verbo se expresa en el gerundio. Es decir, que acaba en ing. Good. News can shake you. When you receive some bad news, it can shake you. Yeah, the news really shook her. Here it means estremecer, conmocionar. Yeah, as we saw with the adjective shaken, she was very shaken when she found out. I'm still shaken by the news. Yeah, the news shook me. If you are trying to make a getaway, if you're trying to escape from the police and you've got the police on your tail, you're driving down the motorway and the police are on your tail, you will do anything to try and shake the police. We just can't shake the police. No matter how fast we drive, por muy rápido que vayamos, we can't shake them. Here, to shake means despistar, or perder de vista. We'll try and shake them somehow. If we do a U-turn and then cut down that side street, we might be able to shake them. It's not going to be easy to shake the police. So, another meaning of shake. Despistar. Cuando hablamos de la poli. De la Guardia Civil. Try and shake the police. And finally, a verb we've already kind of mentioned. To shake hands. Dar la mano. Right? Apretar la mano. When you shake hands on something, you basically agree to doing it. Yeah, we shook hands on the agreement. We shook hands on how to proceed, which means we agreed, made a verbal but nevertheless formal agreement. That's all we've got time for. Nacho, thank you very much. I'm going to practice that word you taught me, which was castañetear, when your teeth chatter. Talking of chatter, we've got Marta and Mickey coming up, and they'll be chattering away like nobody's business. So enjoy their show. We'll be back again very soon for some more English English. Take care, ciao.
You're listening to Vaughn Radio. I don't care when I'm with my baby, yeah. Oh, yeah. All the bad things disappear. You're making me feel like maybe I am somebody. Maybe I'm somebody. I can deal with the bad nights when I'm with my baby, yeah. Ooh. El MIP, o Máster en Inglés Profesional, está diseñado para los alumnos más exigentes, para aquellos cuyo futuro profesional requiere un alto nivel de inglés hablado y escrito, para aquellos que están dispuestos a ponerse en serio con el inglés con dedicación exclusiva. Se trata de un programa intensivo de 5 meses de duración que, al finalizar, el alumno habrá estado en contacto con el inglés durante más de 1000 horas, repartidas entre clases presenciales.